position conducive and reflecting alert relaxation. The key is alert and relaxed, traditionally done sitting on cross-legged. This can be done using a meditation bench, sitting in a chair, lying on your back, any position that works for you, which supports relaxed attentiveness. The purpose of this is not to achieve some special sense of consciousness or relaxation, although it may be relaxing. The purpose is to experience some basic principles of mindfulness meditation, to introduce the practice which is intended to cultivate the capacity to pay attention fully in everyday life to awareness of the body, sensory input, feelings of attraction and aversion, and the content of the mind as these phenomena arise in the present moment, and to do this with an attitude of curiosity and kindness and without self-judgment or self-criticism. So, bringing attention to the body, noticing the position of the body, that the body is occupying space, noticing points of contact, if sitting where the legs or the buttocks meet the bench or the floor, if lying down, noticing contact of points of the back with the surface, bringing attention now to sensations in the feet, both feet, noticing whatever there is to notice at this moment in the feet. Now bringing attention from the feet into the lower legs, the calves and the shins, noticing sensations present here, perhaps the subtle movement of air across the flesh or across the hairs of the leg. Contact with clothing. Now bringing attention from the lower legs to the knees. Noticing, are the legs straight or bent? And are there any sensations to be noticed here in the knees? Moving attention now from the knees up into the upper legs. Noticing any differences between the right leg and the left leg. And as we scan through the regions of the body, thoughts or memories may arise. These may be difficult for you. If so, you have choices. You can shift your attention to a different part of the body where it is more easeful. Or if overwhelm threatens, you may open your eyes and look around and stretch, even stand and reorient yourself, or end the practice entirely. You're fully in control during this practice. Now bringing attention to the hips, the right hip, the left hip, the bones of the pelvis which connect the hips, and the organs contained within the pelvic area. Are there any sensations to be noticed here? Now bringing attention from the hips and pelvis to the lower half of the torso, the low back, and the abdomen. We often find tension in the low back, the abdomen, noticing perhaps expansion and contraction with the lifting and the lowering of the diaphragm with each breath, or perhaps movement or sound associated with digestion. noticing whatever there is to notice, with curiosity, without judgment, simply noticing what's present. And if you notice that mind has wandered, attention has drifted somewhere else, simply, when you notice this, simply gently and kindly escort the attention back to the body, to the part of the body where attention was intended. And now moving attention from the lower half of the torso to the upper half, the upper back and the chest, perhaps noticing expansion, contraction of the chest with the breath, perhaps noticing activity of the heart beating within the chest. Whatever there is to notice. Now bringing attention to the shoulders. The shoulders and the upper arms, the elbows, the lower arms, and the hands. What is there to be noticed in both arms and hands? Perhaps points of contact where the hands, if folded, contact one another, or on the lap, or at one side lying. Whatever there's to be noticed here in the arms and the hands. And again, noticing any difference in sensations in the right arm and hand or the left arm and hand. Now moving attention from the arms up to the neck, the back of the neck, upper shoulders where often there is tension, to the front of the neck where there may be sensations associated with swallowing. Now moving attention from the neck up into the jaw, the cheeks, the entire face, this organ of sensation and communication. Is there any tension in any of the muscles in the face, the forehead, or on the eyes, the cheeks? Is there any expression felt on the face? Allowing attention to encompass the entire head, and then expanding attention to include the head and the shoulders, and the arms, and the upper torso, the lower torso, hips and pelvis, legs, all the way down to the feet, holding in awareness the entire body from the top of the head to the soles of the feet. Noticing the embodied awareness. And having completed this brief body scan, moving now into a focused attention practice. In focused attention practice, choosing one place, one sensation, which is vivid and accessible, comfortable and neutral, where attention can rest, where attention can return to when it wanders. This is traditionally the breath, but may also be contact points, or a visual image, or sound. For now, focusing attention on the breath, wherever the breath is most vividly felt, whether it be in the abdomen, the expansion and contraction of the abdomen, perhaps in the chest, or perhaps at the nose, as there are passes in and out through the nose. Bringing attention to the breath where it is most vivid. Using the breath as an anchor for attention, a place to rest attention and to which to return attention when it wanders as it shall. Breathing in. Breathing out. Noticing the breath as it naturally arises. No need to control the breath in any way. The breath has been breathing itself your entire life, allow it to simply breathe itself, noticing whatever sensations are present, whether the breath is shallow or deep, whether it is rapid or slow, whether it varies from moment to moment, as it may, simply noticing the breath as it is, wherever it's most vividly felt. Breathing in and breathing out. And as best you can, maintaining attention here on the breath. Breathing in, breathing out. Noticing perhaps that attention wanders, thoughts may occur. Simply noticing that thoughts are occurring, this is natural. The mind is a thought-creating organ. It is always busy, it's the nature of the mind. Our intention is not to silence the mind, is not to stop thinking. It is to notice when thinking is occurring, and then gently escorting attention back to the anchor point, to the sensation of breath. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. Sensations may attract attention, sensations in the body, perhaps sensations of discomfort. Simply noticing the sensation, noting its quality, and returning attention as best you can to the anchor, to the breath. Breathing in, breathing out. If physical sensations are too difficult at this moment, it's okay to change posture, position, stretch a little bit to relieve whatever that sensation may be. First, if possible, noticing the sensation, considering the movement that will be easeful, and then with intention, engaging that movement as part of the practice. Paying attention to the movement and the consequences of the movement. And then returning attention gently to the focus point, the breath, the anchor. Breathing in, breathing out. In, out. And every time attention wanders to thinking, as it will, to memories, to plans, to thoughts about what's going to be happening next in your day, to concerns that have been on your mind, simply noticing that thinking has occurred, that questions may be present in your mind, simply noticing this and then gently escorting attention back to the breath. Over and over again, noticing the in-breath as it is, noticing the out-breath as it is. Sounds may attract attention. Attention may move to hearing and thinking about the sounds. That too is natural, not a problem. Simply noticing that attention has moved to a sound and then choosing to return attention gently to the anchor point, the breath. And as often as the mind wanders, that many times simply returning attention to the anchor, to the breath. Without judging, simply noticing with curiosity, the activity of the mind, the tendency of attention to move about. Cultivating through this noticing, attention wandering, and escorting attention back to the intended anchor point. Cultivating the capacity to notice and return attention. Noticing this with curiosity and kindness. Breathing in and breathing out. Thoughts about this practice may occur. Doubts or questions. Sensation of impatience or an urge to move or do something else. Simply noticing with curiosity and kindness and returning attention to the anchor. Here, a metaphor for mindfulness may be helpful. Everything which we can be aware of, the body, sensations, feelings, the contents of the mind, all are like a whirlpool of data for awareness. Mindfulness is the capacity to stand aside and observe the whirlpool without getting sucked down into it. Breathing in, breathing out. In and out. And when attention drifts or shifts, as best you can, escorting attention back to the anchor. Again and again and again and again. And again, breathing in, breathing out. And through this practice, practiced consistently over time, cultivating mental stability, reducing emotional reactivity, gaining insight and the capacity to act skillfully and with intention in the service of one's own well-being and the well-being of others. This is what mindfulness is about. The practices cultivate this capacity, which can be then enjoyed in every moment of everyday life. In the last few moments, simply bringing attention to the breath, breathing in, breathing out. In breath, out breath. No struggle. The mind is not the enemy. Simply noticing the activity of the mind. And as best you can, returning attention to the intended anchor for attention. The breath, touch points, breathing in, breathing out. And as we come to a close for this practice, perhaps opening the eyes if closed, taking in the kaleidoscope of color and light, bringing some motion to the fingers, the toes, perhaps taking one or two deep breaths, perhaps stretching, turning, and returning attention here to this moment.